A 24-year-old, I bet you have not heard of this story. A few may, but most have not. A 24-year-old black man threw a 5-year-old white boy off a balcony at the mall of the America in Bloomington, Minnesota, last week. Now, if a white boy had thrown a 5-year-old black boy off the wall, off the balcony at a mall, it'd be riots. It'd be all over the country. We'd all be talking about it. So a 24-year-old black man threw a 5-year-old white boy off a balcony at the mall of the America in Bloomington, Minnesota last week. His name was Emmanuel, or is Emmanuel Agrande. Allegedly grabbed the 5-year-old Landon and threw him 40 feet off the third floor of the mall. The boy survived, thank God. The boy survived, and the man was captured and is being held in suspicion of attempted homicide. Aranda had a history of mental health problems and had twice been ordered to stay away from the mall. CBS Minnesota, a witness explains what happened.
Brian Johnson was just walking into the Mall of America when people started running.
I didn't know what was going on. As I got closer, I saw that there was a small child on the ground, and he was having CPR performed on him.
Police say that witnesses told them a man pushed or threw a 5-year-old boy off a third-floor balcony on the southeast side of the mall. Johnson heard the same thing.
I talked to some people who saw what happened. They told me that a guy literally picked up a kid and threw him over the third floor banister, the railing.
As security was performing CPR, Johnson watched in horror.
I heard the mother screaming, "Please pray for my kid. Please pray for my son. Everyone, please pray."
Soon after that moment, police arrested a suspect in the mall.
He's a 24-year-old male. At this time, we do not believe there is a relationship between the suspect and the child or the family of the child. And we are actively investigating as to why this incident occurred.
It's jaw-dropping. It makes me angry, on one sense, just questioning what could possibly be the motive for something like this.
White people, you're under attack. I've been saying it for years now. If this was the other way around, a riot would be happening today. But because it happened to whites, or a white boy by an alleged black man, no big deal. Emmanuel Agrande's uncle spoke with CBS.
It's gut-wrenching. I can't believe this happened. I'm lost for words. They're the ones that are suffering right now. I can't even imagine what the mom is going through. My nephew, he had mental problems for a very long time. He needed help for a very long time. We're all praying for that mom because we can't imagine what she's going through, you know. We just can't imagine what she's going through. And we're praying for her and her family, period. We're doing that.
I'd be like, child, keep your prayers. He going to jail. Where are the White Lives Matter people? White Lives Matter people, where are you? Why aren't you protesting? Why aren't you speaking out in droves? Why don't you have a movement going? Why don't you speak up? Look how quiet this issue is. And why is it that Black Lives Matter are not protesting this black person who was accused of doing this to this boy? According to the U.S. Census, there are at least 74,000 people who speak Somalian in Minnesota, and there are an estimated 80,000 Somalians living in Minnesota. Can we say Minnesota is now Somalia? And white people getting the hell out of Minnesota. Most Somalians, like Ilhan Omar, are Muslims. But the liberal media forgot to mention that. Yeah, they didn't mention it was a Muslim, or it is, they are Muslim there. I don't know if this boy, this black guy was a Muslim or not. They didn't say black guy did it to white guy. They left out all the colors. But had it been the other way around, white boy threw off black child, our children. The whites are killing our children. I'm so afraid for my child. I'm afraid for him to go out into the streets because the white people would kill him. But the black people do it to the whites. No color mention, no protest, no nothing. Am I the only one that understands what's happening here? No mention. I wonder, is this boy, this black boy, a Muslim? Is he a Somalian? Oh, the black people look alike. I can't tell. But Emmanuel Agranda might have been Somalian. I don't know. It might have been a Muslim. But the fact is, he's black. This incident happened a week after Ilhan Omar received backlash for her raise hell statement back in September 11 remark. Ilhan said raise hell. A week later, according to this report, this black boy allegedly throws a white kid off the balcony of a mall, or third floor of a mall. I'm shaking my head. Jay is a first-time caller. You have something there?
Yeah, I looked up this Mall of America in Bloomington, Minnesota, because it just sounded familiar to me.
Yes.
And there's like riots and fights at this mall practically every year. Black Lives Matter shut it down with riots in 2014 and 2015. And in 2011, 2012, fights and riots, people were arrested like crazy.
Amazing.
I wouldn't go to that mall.
White people. Your own country. Speak up. Liz is a first-time caller out of Minnesota. Liz, welcome to the show. Thank you for calling and thanks for holding.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, you're welcome.
So, first, I just want to say I really appreciated what you talked about with that other man about not all women. My mom lost custody of us, and my father, we went to go live with my father, and he's straight away, forgiveness is just a fact of life. Jesus died for us, so we need to forgive. And
yes,
even though it's hard, just because of all the pain and we're only human, you know, it took my father to really lead by example, just to implement forgiveness. And if it wasn't for my father, I wouldn't have had that, I don't want to say male mentality, but those logic and the morals.
Yes, yes.
I'm really proud to say that if it wasn't for a father, I may have walked away into my adult life as some women do, as we're victims. Just the embarrassing things that make us women look less. They're fighting against it, but they're actually making us look worse than
yes,
most of these women. So, to try to answer your question, I'd like to say I love everybody. I do, because hopefully I'll see everybody when we all go home one day, and then we'll all be together. But I live in Minnesota, and it's really hard. I'm embarrassed, but Ilhan Omar, I'm embarrassed to see Minnesota across the screen like that, because we're nice people, and we're really great people. Even I'm a conservative, but we're really great people. And in my town, we've had the most influx of Somalians
yes,
in Minnesota.
Yep.
It makes us look really bad in how they act. We actually, what the press doesn't say, is we have over 100 cases of violence from simoleons against Black Americans and white Americans and Asian Americans every year. And that's just in one district up here. And it's really hard to see that. We've had them urinate on white kids, and then the white kids get in trouble.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's really bad. And so I guess my question is, I'm adopting two boys, and I don't want to send them to our district because it is predominantly Samoan. And I feel bad, like I'm not displaying love and affection for humans.
Liz, your phone is going out, so we're missing a lot of what you're saying.
Oh, sorry. I'm just nervous that I'm sending these two boys that I'm adopting to a different school because of the Somalian population in the local school here, and people are not too happy with me about that. They say, why are you being prejudiced? Why, you know, we know it's because of the Somalians. And I don't want to say, yeah, but I can't allow those two boys to go through that.
Are you white?
Yes, I am.
And the boys that you adopted, are they white boys?
No, one's white and one is white and black.
I highly recommend you send them to another school. To hell with what those people are thinking, because you have to do what's best for your boys. And if you send them to the Somalian schools, they're going to destroy those boys. I wouldn't take that risk if I were you.
I'm really happy to hear you say that. It makes me feel a lot better. I did sign them up with the other district. It's just all of the backlash I'm getting. I just tell them I'm getting two new boys. I have to think of them, but I'm getting a lot of people kind of abandoning me on that one, and I just need to know that I'm doing the right thing by sending them there.
It's time. You're doing the right thing, and if it doesn't work at the other school, you can homeschool them, but do not send them to a Somalian school in the USA. Those boys do not have a chance. And if the people around you don't like it, give them the finger.
Oh. I really would like to get my... We have one child. She goes to a Lutheran school, and the values that they instill on her are not white values. They're Christian values.
That's right.
And because of God and how he works through children, my daughter and my husband, with my husband, she's going to grow up to be a strong woman.
Yes.
If it was just me raising her, I'm afraid she wouldn't. And she needs her father. She needs that strength.
That's
and
right.
The boys that are coming do not have fathers, have never had fathers in their lives. And I need them to go after my husband. So it's really important, and I'm glad you say that about men and fathers, and I really appreciate that about you, because it is so true. I am here because of my father. And
yes. What did your husband say about you sending them to a different school other than a Somalian school?
He actually said, honey, I'd really be surprised if you didn't send them to a different school.
Right on.
I'm like, is that okay? He goes, we're raising two children that need to have good values in life, and we can't send them off on the wrong foot just to, you know, because of conformity. Everybody around here used to be for each other. And now for the fear of getting called stereotype or racist, they're conforming to a radical left. It's just very heartbreaking.
It's mind-blowing to me to see and hear white Americans who are willing to put their families and their lives at risk trying to prove to someone that they are not a so-called racist. Those very same people would turn on you again. Those are not your friends. You can't appease evil. You got to do what's right for you and your family. So I'm glad. Do not send your kid to a Somalian school. Don't do it. I wouldn't even send my kid to all black school, period.
Okay.
All right. Liz, God bless you, and let me hear from you again, all right?
Absolutely. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, you're welcome. Well, amazing.
Can you really quick say that's amazing?
That's amazing.
Thank you so much for taking my call, and your advice is well warranted. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thanks for calling me. That's amazing. White people, what's wrong with y'all? Isn't that amazing? I wouldn't think twice about it. If they don't like the fact that I'm sending my kids to a better place, that's a they need to act better then.
Yeah, the guilt. You can tell the guilt is there.
But guilty of white people haven't done anything to these folks? Si, senor. And don't forget to like, follow, tweet, subscribe, share, sunny, ring the bell, and all that good stuff. Do we have a bell to ring?
Yeah.
Thank you.